Remember, if maybe I can take you back with the situation at Limpopo, which is our neighboring province. They had started the outbreak last month, and with the transmission, the mode of transmission of the measles, it can also affect us as a province. So what do we mean an outbreak in terms of this one? The case definition is saying that an outbreak of measles, it's about three people within 30 days in a district. But if those cases were three in different districts, it will not be an outbreak.
It would be isolated.
But this one, because they are in one district, Ehlanzeni, one in Thabachew, that is Lydenburg, and two in Bushbuck Ridge, in one district, Ehlanzeni. So that is, we call it an outbreak. It confined the outbreak, is classified as an outbreak.
Are children more susceptible to contracting measles?
Yes, they are susceptible as long as they are not vaccinated. Remember, measles vaccine, there are two doses that they get it on routinely at 6 months and 12 months. So if ever the child didn't get the full, the two doses, that child is not protected. And the chances are that if children are not vaccinated with the two doses, they can affect the other children around them, which means they don't have herd immunity to protect themselves.
In Limpopo, at least two adults were also diagnosed. So do you see that often, that adults are getting measles because they're not inoculated?
Even yourself, if maybe you are next to the person who has got measles, remember, not everybody are immune to measles. So definitely, if you are next to the person who is positive, then the chances are likely that you can get it. More especially if even your immune system is not good, your system is very low, and you'll find that if you track back for that, those people will find that in their childhood they didn't receive the full dose of measles. Then they are also susceptible to have measles. And also during traveling, you find that you are traveling to the area where it is measles, and the person next to you are positive with measles, definitely you can have the measles.
How dangerous is it?
Yeah, it's very contagious, which means it spreads from person to person, and it's an airborne disease. Like I'm talking now, there might be the air that has got the virus, and then it can affect somebody. It is dangerous because the person can die if the person didn't get a medical attention. The person can have complications such as diarrhea, dehydration, and also the brains can be infected. The brain can have an inflammation, and then also the person can have a pneumonia. And then can have blindness, because you remember one of the signs and symptoms is red eyes. And then also it infects the middle ear. Then the person can have problem with the ears, and then the person can die.
So, what are the basic symptoms when I contract it before I get that sick? What should I look out for? If I'm unsure whether I'm fully vaccinated.
Okay. What is important are those signs and symptoms. Most of the signs and symptoms is fever, and also the person will have a red eyes, that's conjunctivitis, and then the person will have running nose, and then the person will have a rash. The rash will start on the face, go down to the neck, go down to the trunk, all the limbs, and then it can go down to the limb. And that rash is a rash that's non-painful, and it doesn't form a blister. most of that rash, it takes almost four days to appear, the rash. But those are the clinical signs and symptoms. There is also what we call a complex spot underneath the tongue, but you need to open the mouth of the child and check that one.
So, okay, the rash is actually the giveaway. Get medical attention.
Remember the signs symptom that I've mentioned. It's not specific to measles.
Mm.
A person can have those signs and symptoms, more especially the fever, the cough, running nose. It might be flu, certain type of flu virus. It might be other vaccine preventable diseases like pertussis. It can be COVID. It can be any other thing. But if ever you look at the rash, then that's why you say, case definition, all these signs and symptoms, the person, the parents, they need to make sure that they take the child to the nearest medical attention or to the nearest public health facility where they can get assistance, they can be diagnosed, they can be examined, they can take samples, they can take a throat swab, and then they can take blood that is sent for the laboratory for investigation.
So what is the treatment for measles with children and with adults? Does it differ or is it the same for both children and adults?
We don't have a specific treatment. We treat the person symptomatically. And then if the person is presenting with diarrhea, we treat diarrhea. If it is fever, we treat with fever. If ever this person has got other complications now that need issues that are related to the lungs, we treat. But specific treatment that is given for measles, no. And also we give vitamin A to boost up the immune system. Basically, the treatment is symptomatical. We treat the symptoms.
We are having a chat to Mandla Zwane. He's the director for communicable diseases in the Department of Health in Mpumalanga, who issued a warning or an alert actually today that three children in Eshlanzeni district has tested positive. Now, the department has done contact tracing on them, and for the first two patients, some people were tested and tested negatively.
Mm. Yes. The major intervention in terms of investigation is to do investigation, is to do contact tracing and manage those contacts. So, because you'll find that in a household, there are 10 people that are living there. One is positive. So, we need to trace the contact, the direct contact with that person, and then we test them. We take what I've said, we take a blood specimen, we take the throat swab, and then we send for laboratory. And at the same time, we try to make sure that there is a sort of an isolation so that we prevent the further spread of the disease. And then when the results comes, and then we are able to say, no, this, they don't have the virus. So contact tracing and management to manage those contacts is very, very important. More especially in crèche, more especially in school, where we find that they were in a class, the one who's positive, they were in the class. So we need to make sure that we do examination, we look the signs and symptoms of the individual in that class, and then we test them, and then we get the results.
When does a patient become contagious, and for how long are they contagious?
It's almost up to 14 days. That is the incubation period to say that it's infectious at that time.
Okay, so for now, three patients in this outbreak. So how worried should we be?
I must say, yes, we know that if the person is sick, no one wants to be sick. Yes, but we need to worry, but not put a panic button, because we department have got plan in place to deal about it. is an issue of working together with the whole community, and the community participate, and community for those who miss the second dose, they come to our facilities and get the dose. So we have got systems in place. We have got the response plan that we are having. Maybe I need to elaborate in terms of those response plan. We have got what we call outbreak response teams in the province, in the three districts, that is Ehlanzeni, Hartsbande, and Nkangala, where are responsible in terms of investigating all outbreaks, all different types of outbreaks. They have been trained. And number two, we have put alerts to our clinicians to make sure that they don't miss the case, because if they miss the case while the case is positive, and then that person will be able to transmit the virus to others. So it is important that the case definition to say these are the signs and symptoms, and then they start to examine and take samples. And then the other thing, the investigation, all suspected cases, all positive cases are investigated. We track down all the contacts. And then the other strategy is community awareness, teaching risk communication and community engagement in terms of the measles, giving more information and giving the signs and symptoms so that they will be able to report to the local facility and able to take those charge. And then the most important one, the prevention one, is the vaccination. Different types of infection, different type of disease that can cause infection. I'm talking about measles, pertussis, hepatitis. They should be always making sure that each and every kids in every child, they make sure that they attend their schedule in terms of the different schedule. Remember, in South Africa, the vaccine are free. We can get the vaccine free of charge according to the schedule that are there. But some of the parents or the community, they don't take those children for vaccination, and also just to monitor their growth, to check their milestone. And some of them, most of the time, they missed the second dose. So of which then the parent will think that is enough, while the second dose is also very, very important. So that if that that child didn't get the second dose, that child is prone to have the measles. So it is very, very important that they get the full doses. And then also we making sure that those who we found that they were not vaccinated as a department, it's not too late to come back to do a catch-up for those to come and catch up. As I'm talking, the department is going around in the affected areas to get all those who have been contacted, and then they give a vaccine. And for those who have been not in their life, they did not vaccinated, they vaccinate them.
So even adults can still be vaccinated?
we are just not to say adults can be vaccinated, but we are mostly concentrating on the children. Remember, the immune system of the children is very low. It depends in terms of the setup. If most of the adults are mostly affected, but here we are concentrating the little ones that are mostly susceptible.
Dit is Mandla Zwane, hy is die direkteur van oordraagbare siektes in Mpumalanga se gesondheidsdepartement. Thank you so much for clearing that up about the measles.
Thank you very much. If I can conclude by saying thank you very much for the opportunity that you are giving to us as a department. And this is part of the community awareness, because there are a lot of people that are listening. What we want to encourage each and every community, each and every parent in our province to check the status of their children. And if they find that the child is missing the vaccine, then let them quickly go to the nearest facility to get the vaccine. And more or less, we also encourage that they need to routinely go for vaccination. And also, if those child are presenting with rash, fever, running nose, red eyes, they need to immediately report to the nearest clinic.